Good evening. My name is Rabbi Eli Rothberger at the Young Israel of Passaic Clifton. Welcome to the Halachic Insights into the Daf HaShavua series. Tonight's shiur is on Maseches Tanis Daf Dalet. The focus of the shiur is going to be a shaila regarding when do we count the Omer on the second night of Pesach? And it stems out from the end of the Gemara on Daf Dal Mabez, which discusses saying Marshif Haruach Umered HaGeshem in Chutz Laretz. So let's begin with the Gemara on the bottom of Daf Dal Mabez. We'll work our way through the Gemara with the relevant conclusions and deductions, and then we'll come from there and segue into the Shaila about Sfiras HaOmer. The Gemara towards the bottom of Daf Dal Mabez brings up the following question. We had paskined in the Gemara that we start saying Mashiv HaRuach Umered HaGeshem at Musaf on Shmini Yatzeres. The Gemara wants to know, though, the Anan, the Islay Trey Yome, we in Chutz La'aretz that have 2 days of Yontif, Heichi Avdinan, what do we do? Now, where does the question come from? The question comes from the following idea, and that is, if you look in the Torah only tells us to keep 1 day of Shmini Yatzeres. Torah only tells us to keep 1 day of Pesach in the beginning and 1 day of Pesach at the end. Why in Chutz La'aretz do we keep 2 days of every single Yontif? And the answer is on a very simple level. It's called the Sfeika D'Yoma. There was doubt as to when in Chutz La'aretz they would know as to when the actual date of Yontif was, which is why for many purposes the minhag has developed that we still keep 2 days of Yontif in Chutz La'aretz, of the possibility that the first day is either going to be Erev Yontif for the first day, and the second day is going to either be the first day or the day after Yontif. Let's now talk about the case of Shmini Atzeres. So if you look at the calendar, Sukkot has 7 days, and immediately after the end of Sukkot, the eighth day, Shmini Atzeres starts. What we keep as Shmini Atzeres in Chutz La'aretz is actually a suffix as to whether it's either Hoshana Rabbah, the last day of Sukkot, or Shmini Atzeres. This actually translates itself into one of the main ritual observances of the day is that people sitting in the Sukkot without making a bracha, because on one hand, it could be Sukkot, on the other hand, it might be Shmini Atzeres. So the question is, what do we do regarding Mashiv HaRuach, not on Shmini Atzeres itself at Musaf, because that we're going to do from Suffolk. The question is, what do we do afterwards? And we have actually 3 opinions in the Gemara. And the first opinion is brought down by Rav. On the Rav, Mascha B'Musafin, we start Mashiv HaRuach during Musaf. Uposek B'Mincha, Arvis V'Shachris. We stop Mincha on Shmini Atzeres. Simchas Torah, which is the second day of Shmini Atzeres, at Marav we don't say Mashiv HaRuach, at Shacharis we don't say, and then Musaf on Shmini Atzeres we go back to say Mashiv HaRuach and go all the way through. Why is this? Rashi explains it and details out the suffix. Mascha B'Musaf, we start saying it on Shmini Atzeres at Musaf because Mascha B'Musaf shel Shmini suffix Shvi, because perhaps the day really is Shmini Atzeres, and that's why we would start. But on the other hand, uposik b'mincha, we stop at mincha time shemeshvi holhu. Maybe it's really Hoshana Rabbah, the seventh day. The ein zman haskara ad musaf shel machar, and really the appropriate time to start is not until the next day at musaf. Uposik nami ba'arvis v'shachris shel tshi suffik shmini, and we also stop and don't say it Marv and Shachris at the day we call Simchas Torah, because perhaps the day before wasn't Shmini Atzeres, and therefore it's not proper to start it earlier. That's the opinion of Rav. Rav says again, we'll do it at Musaf out of a Suffolk, and then because of the other Suffolk, the other way, we'll stop until Musaf of the second day. So Amar Lehu Shmuel. Shmuel said to the Talmidim, Puku v'armi Abba, please go say Abba, which is referring to Rav, the following statement, Achar shasiso kodesh taseu chol, after you made it holy. In other words, you've made the day into a Shmini Atzeres, into a Yontif, by saying Mashiv HaRuach Umered HaGeshem, taseu chol, you're going to make it into a weekday, treating it as if it's chol amoed? That's a zilzul. That's a bizui. That's not treating the day with the proper respect. Rather, in order to avoid treating the day without the proper respect, you do the following. Amar Shmua Maschil b'Musaf and Uva Mincha. We start on Musaf on Shmini Atzeres, what we call Shmini Atzeres, and continue saying at Mincha, keeping the integrity of the day, but in also in spirit of keeping the integrity of the Sfeika de Yoma, Uposik Arvis v'Shachris. On Simchas Torah, we don't say Mashi Baruch Mor to Geshem at night or in the morning. The Choser Mascha b'Musafim, then we go and start in Musaf, and that's how we continue on. Okay, so the difference between Rav and Shmuel, Rav says, you do the obligatory Musaf, and then we go back to the Sfeik of the Yoma. And Shmuel says, we'll do the obligatory Musaf, continue at Mincha to keep the integrity of the day, and then we'll go back treating it as a Safik. Comes Rav, and Rav says something totally different. Rav says, Kevan Shehizchil Shuvein Oposek, we're actually the top of Daf Hamad Aleph. Rav says that once you stop, you don't. Once you start, you don't stop, because otherwise it's going to make the whole thing look like a joke. V'chein Amar Rav Sheshes, Kevan Shehizchil Shuvein Oposek, Rav Sheshes agrees. The Af Rav Hadar Bei, Rav himself even was recanted in his opinion, Amar Rav Chananel Amar Rav, Mona Eshim Ve'echad Yom. From Rosh Hashanah, we count 21 days. Kederek Shemona Asar Yomim Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Just like we count the 10 days of Tshuva. Between from beginning of Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, we also count 21 days. And what do we do after the 21 days? Umaschil, and that's when we begin saying Mashiv Aruach. They came in Shehizchil, Shuvein Oposek. And once you started, you don't stop. The Hilchasan, the halacha is, Kevan Shehizchil, Shuvein Oposek. Once you've started, you don't stop. Now, this idea that we have, echoed by Shmuel, and then afterwards by Rav, and Rav on the other Rav Marayim, the idea that once we started treating a day with Kedusha, we don't turn it into a chol, actually resonates very strongly with something that just happened a couple of days ago on the second night of Pesach. What do we do? What am I speaking about? I'm speaking about Sfiras HaOmer. What happens? We know that Sfiras HaOmer begins on the second night of Pesach. That's what it tells us in the Torah. Husfartem lachem imacharas haShabbos miyamaviyachem esomer atunfar sheva shabbosos tumilos tiyena. You start counting second day of Pesach, second night of Pesach, and that's when Sfiras starts. In the Golos, where we do keep 2 days of Yontif, we also start counting Sfiras on the second night of Pesach. What's the problem? The problem is, we're going to Daven Ma'ariv of Yontif, treating it like it's, again, the first day of Pesach. In many shuls, we're going to recite Hallel, and treating it like it's the first day of Pesach. We then count Sfira, treating it like it's Chol HaMoed. And then what do? We go down and sit next to the Seder, treating it again as if it's Yontif. And the question is, again, how is it possible to do this? On one hand, we're declaring the day to be Chol HaMoed, and following it immediately after, we're going into the Seder. And it's for this reason, many poskim, specifically many of the Sfaradi poskim, such as the Chidah, and many of the Bali Kabbalah, have adopted the minhag that we actually count Sfira for the first time, not after Ma'ariv like we normally do, but actually at the end of the Seder, after Nirtza. If you look in some of the Haggadahs, you'll have Chasal Seder Pesach, you'll have the Shana Haba B'Yerushalayim, that's where the Seder properly ends, or officially ends. Of course, we have a minhag to sing many of the piyutim afterwards, but in those Haggadahs, you'll have right after the Shana Haba B'Yerushalayim, we have the bracha of Sfiras HaOmer and Hayom Yom Echad LaOmer. In fact, I grew up in school. We always got the, I have the Haggadah in front of me right now. Actually, I have Rav Schwab's Haggadah. And sure enough, in Rav Schwab's Haggadah, they put Sfiras HaOmer right after Chag Gadya. I remember growing up, looking at the Maxwell House Haggadah, the Maxwell House Haggadah would put it right before Adir Hu. But again, you see that it's at the end of Nirtzah. And there happen to be different reasons for this. There are reasons al pi Kabbalah, which we're not going to get into, but there are also reasons al pi Nigla. And the biggest reason al pi Nigla is once you've stav and mairiv and you've made this, I'm sorry, once you've counted Sfira and made it as the Chol HaMoed, how could you go ahead and make the Seder and turn it into Yontif? Isn't it the same thing? Didn't we say before, once you've made the day Kodesh, you can't make it whole, and consequently the other way around also. So it's for this reason that we don't, it's for this reason that these poskim say that we count Sfira after the Seder. Aye, but we don't count Sfira after the Seder. Many shuls, they count Sfira at Ma'ariv, and that's the minhag brought down the Shulchan Aruch. And there's a very simple answer given by many of the poskim. And the answer given by many of the poskim is, what's the problem? You're going to come home, you're going to sit down, you're going to have a Seder, it's the second night, it's a little bit later even than the first night. And by the time thing gets started, and you have Magid, and you have a heavy Shulchan Aruch, and you have eat all the matzahs, and you drink 4 cups of wine, you're busy fighting yourself to stay awake, and what's going to happen? Fashlof! You're going to fall asleep. And you're going to wake up, and you're going to realize you forgot to count the Omer. So in order to make sure that we don't count the Omer, or in order to make sure that we don't forget to count the Omer, therefore, we count before. But the truth is, though, they still have this question, how could we go ahead and have this paradox? Okay, you're going to tell me we don't want to forget, and we want to put Sfira's Omer on a pedestal, we want to make sure that you don't skip the mitzvah, but still, logically, halachically, it's difficult. So actually, the Ravid brings down a teretz to a different question, but the Ravid's teretz is going to give a nice svara as to help justify also, based on what we've learned, why we can follow our minhag and count Sfira at Ma'ariv on the second night without being worried about the question of once you've made it into Chol, how can you make it into Kodesh? The question that was asked to the Ravid was, why on the second night of Pesach do we count with a bracha? What do you mean? A bracha is not always ma'akev the mitzvah. And perhaps, by without counting the bracha, we could, you know, out of a suffix, avoid a situation. What do I mean? Let's take a parallel case by Sukkos and Simchas Torah. In Shmini Atzeres, we know that Shmini Atzeres is a suffix, whether it's Sukkos or not. So what do? We sit in the sukkah, but we don't make a bracha, as not to be mezalzel on Yom Tov Rishon. So why is it then, do we say, hey, listen, count the Omer, say Yo Hayom Yom Echad LaOmer, but don't make the bracha, at least it's going to be less of a zilzul. It's going to be less of a zilzul to the yontif. And the Ravid says that there's a fundamental difference between what we do on the second night of Pesach and the second night of Sukkos. I'm sorry, the second night of Pesach and Shmini Atzeres. And that's the following. What we do, Shmini Atzeres, davening, a yontif davening, treating it like yontif, and then sitting in the sukkah, or what Rav wanted to do, say Mashiv Aruach in Shacharis, sorry, in Musaf, and then stop at Mincha time, is that you're taking a day, you're declaring it yontif, and then you're automatically going and saying it's Chol HaMoed. Once you do that, yeah, you're being mezalzel of the day. But look what we're doing on Pesach. Okay, we do have to count at a certain point in Hachanami. So we'll do it at Ma'ariv when everybody's together, even though there might be a little bit of a zilzul. But look at this. You daven Ma'ariv, you count Sfira, you say it's Chol HaMoed, and then what happens? You then go back and say it's the Seder. What are we doing? We're not going from Kodesh to Chol. We're not saying that, oh, Sfiras HaOmer, it's now a Yontif day, and then the Seder, it's Chol HaMoed. We're doing the opposite. We are starting and saying Chol HaMoed, but now we're going to turn Chol HaMoed into Kedusha. We're going to turn Chol HaMoed into Yontif. And to go up in Kedusha, and to change the character of a day from Chol Hamoed, higher? Tiyantif? Sheni? That's not a problem. And in fact, many have a minug, what they do, coming up this week, the last days of Pesach, Bezer Hashem. In Chutz Laaretz, we have this year, Pesach was, the first night was on Shabbos, making the seventh day on Friday and the eighth day on Shabbos. And what happens? Many shuls have a minug, especially in the time of the daylight saving period, to make an early Shabbos. There are those who do that also on the eighth night of Pesach this year. Ah, you can ask a question. Wait a second. How could you go ahead and do it? The seventh day of Pesach is Yontif Min HaTorah. The eighth day of Pesach is Yontif Midrabanan. How could you go and take something that's a Kedusha Min HaTorah and give a Kedusha Midrabanan? And what the answer is, we're hearing it from Rav Feigl Wagner's Zichrono Levracha, former Rabbi Yom Yisrael of Forest Hills. He said, there's no problem because what are you really doing? It's true, you know, now you're going to be declaring the time of Yontif into a Yom Tov Sheni, but what else are you doing? You're adding on a Kedusha of Shabbos. And to add a Kedusha of Shabbos, even though technically this Shabbos is Yom Tov Sheni, it doesn't have the Kedusha of Yom Tov Sheni, it has Kedusha Shabbos. So any time that we want to add Kedusha, we're allowed to go ahead and do it. It's only considered to be a zilzul when we go down. But when it comes to going up in Kedusha, the svar of the Ravid fits through. And for the same way that we're allowed to make an early Shabbos last day, or if it's a Shabbos Chol Hamoed, to make an early Shabbos Chol Hamoed into Yontif, and the same reason why we're allowed to make a Seder after counting Sfira, all for the same thing, is because once we go increasing Kedusha, there's no problem of Zilzul. Zilzul is only when we take away. So the takeaway that we can have over here is that as long as we're adding Kedusha, we have no problem. And that's something we should always look to do in our lives. Have a wonderful day, Kol Tov.